wiggle me. Wiggle me.
Okay. So here we are again. Salam, everybody. Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Here we have with us today, Zaki. Again.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Isn't that a pleasure? Anyway, so there's a lot of people out there. Sorry.
Had a double pancake for breakfast.
I had too many pancakes, Zaki. Those pancakes are too good. Well, it's Ramadan time, isn't it? So it can be difficult to
So today we're going to talk about the difference between some letters. Like, there are a lot of letters in Arabic that look exactly kind of the same, and Wigglebeak can make some mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, we all make mistakes, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially when the words, like, really next to each other, and we make a lot of mistakes when we read Quran.
That's right. Okay, so the first one I'm confused about is Alif and Ayn. How are these two different?
Well, Alif is more like, you have to say it more simply. You don't really have to take any pressure on it.
Oh, there's no no. Nothing like that.
Nope.
Okay.
You just have to say it plain without anything, like Alif.
Alif.
And then Ayn, which looks exactly like it, sometimes make a lot of mistakes with Ayn. Ayn is more heavier from the throat. Bonk.
Okay, so this one's like Ayn.
Yeah, Ayn.
Ayn. Oh, was that right?
Yep.
Ayn.
I remember Ayn. Before you couldn't say it. Yeah.
Okay, so there's A and R.
Then there's Tha. A lot of people make mistakes in Tha and Seen. They say they call fe se, which isn't right. There's tha.
So it's like the th sound when you have something like a thatched roof. Tha,
tha,
tha. And then there's tha for like snake. You would never call it a snake, would you?
Yep.
Would you?
Never.
Exactly.
Then another mistake we make is with ta and ta.
Ta and ta.
That's the same mistake. It's ta and ta.
You meant ta and ta.
No. It's ta and ta.
Oh, and they're completely different letters?
Yeah.
And they have completely different sounds?
Well, they're next to each other, but yeah, they have different sounds.
Well, why can't I hear it then?
I don't know. Because you're chicken.
They both sound the same to me! Ta and ta!
Was this? One is like from more in front of your mouth, like ta. And ta is more like from behind your mouth. It's a little heavier, and it's more with the tongue. Ta.
So this one's different to ta?
Yep. A lot of people mix it up a lot of times.
Okay.
Maybe even you mix it up.
So, let me hear it again.
Ta.
How is that different?
Well, that was a ta. Your tongue sticks to the teeth in front when you say ta. But in ta, your tongue is more on top of the mouth. Hits the roof of the mouth.
Let me try that. Ta.
Do you even have a tongue?
Okay, so this one's really confusing, Zaki. So, we have Kha, and then we have Qa, and then we have Gha. Okay, so what's the difference? How do you pronounce them? What's the deal?
Well, Kha, when you have an itch in your throat, how do you do it? Keep going. Yep. That's it.
That's it?
Nice, like spit.
Okay, Kha. Okay, I got that one.
Yeah, and then after that, there's a Ghain.
Ah.
Which is pronounced like gh. Like you see, if you try too hard, it's gonna go more to the gh sound.
Like sorry, gh. It's a bit exhausting. Gh.
And then
the third one?
Then you have qaf.
ka.
Like we have like a ka, like if when you're coughing. Uh-huh, that's it.
Wait, let me hear it.
Ka.
Ka. Yeah, I like this one because it sounds kind of like a crow. Ka. Ka. Ka.
Ka. Crows know this sound a lot.
Uh-huh. My auntie's a crow.
Uh-huh. Then we have da and da.
Da and da.
Uh-huh.
These because I've heard different. Some people, when they get to Surah Fatiha, they say, Walad Dalim.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's wrong, right?
Yep.
I've heard it so many times.
Oh, it was all wrong.
Right.
You're supposed to say, Walad Dalim.
Right. That's the right way. Walad Dalim.
And that is like more simpler than da. Da is more heavier.
That's a piece of cake, man. That's da. Da. Da.
And la.
Da and la.
Then we have za, tha, and la. Did you even find that these are different? Understand?
Well, I'm getting better at this, Zaki, but yeah, they do sound kind of similar.
Uh-huh.
If you're not an Arab speaker.
Za. Za makes the za sound, like Zaki. We said
Zaki.
This.
Yeah, Zaki.
And Zakat.
That one's easy. Everybody can get that one. It's like, just like the Z.
Yep, it's simple. Z. But the other ones are a few like a little Z. Harder, like the. For
the. Oh, that one, if you think about it. If you think about it, then that one is easy too. Because it's just like the word the in English. The word the in English is just like that, isn't it? The apple.
Uh-huh.
The. So there's the and there's the.
Yep.
And then?
And then there's a va.
Va.
Uh-huh. Va.
Va. Oh, this is the one that you said was fatta.
Uh-huh.
Fatta.
More heavier.
Va. Va.
Va.
Va.
Well, all then right, this now, is...
Yeah, I mean, this is a killer, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It's like the hardest one after Ain. It's Ha and Ha.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They sounded exactly the same.
Well, Ha is more heavier. And Ha is like simple, like an H. Ha.
Ha.
A happy.
Yeah.
Like Ha, like happy.
Yeah. Ha, and happy.
You don't say happy.
Happy. Uh-huh. No, you don't say that.
Yep, that ha sounds... is more heavier and ha is more simpler and easier to say.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you want to say ha, say it like more with pressure. And when you want to say ha, just say it normally.
I can't.
Say ha.
I can't, Zaki, you don't understand.
What?
I can say ha. That's fine, that's easy.
Uh-huh.
But if I try and say the other one, you know what happens?
What? You breathe fire?
Exactly! Too dangerous! There's cameras here and stuff!
Uh-huh.
But let me give it a go. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Alright! I think we've got that, Zaki.
Uh-huh.
Thank you! Give me 5, man!
Where's your hand?
On my face!